Thank you. Well, I really enjoyed reading the draft. It was fun reading it, and I can just congratulate. If I focus on chapter 3 and 4, I think it's something that was already said yesterday. One can easily see that many of these lessons are very strongly interconnected, and also the case studies, they have interconnections. And for me, therefore, this table that you in addition such gave to us, this annex table, it was the best thing that I had, and I can just highlight that table because it somehow showed how all these things are interconnected, and it made it very easy for a certain lesson learned or for a certain case to find all the lessons connected, and it at least helped me reading it. And I want to show by one example of the River Rhine how this interconnection also is over the chapters. Like there is this case study 51, which is in another chapter, but it also connects lessons of chapter 3 and chapter 4. And I think it shows how these interconnections is very, very strong. And you can see this also for the other cases. It's not only the River Rhine. And I think it all illustrates how this transboundary data sharing is a very important, but it's a step-by-step process which takes time. And one thing that is missing still is for me is the last lesson, which doesn't have an example, it doesn't have a case study. And I think it would be good if one could find a connection to one of the examples already given for this last lesson. It's expand traditional national monitoring to transboundary level and promote the use of innovative monitoring technologies. Thank you, but I will look forward if it's done. Thanks.
Thank you, Germany.